Unified School District. And I want to extend my sincere appreciation for the administrators that structured this study session on the EL program, our bilingual program. I also very, very sincerely want to thank the administrators from each school, the principals, and the staff, teachers, aides, to enhance our programs regarding the bilingual students and the EL program. So again, thank you for all being here, and I'm looking forward to having a good conversation tonight about our English language learner program. So I'd like to turn this over to Dr. Valentine and then to Dr. Matakovich. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spadafore. I just wanted to take a second also to welcome everybody here tonight. I'm Ed Valentine. I'm the superintendent of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District. And I just really appreciate an opportunity to bring our community together to take a look at an issue that affects the education of our children and gives us an opportunity to share what is going on and to share ideas about how to get even better at what we are doing. You are the people whom we work for and whom we really value in our school district. And I just want to thank you for coming tonight, and I hope the evening is a beneficial one for you. Thanks again.
Welcome, and thanks again. This study session is centered around our English learner program. We plan to have a conversation tonight with all of you, most importantly to provide the board an opportunity to have an overview of our program, to interact with our parents, students, and staff, and to provide us input on our plan for improvement in this area, because as you know, our local education plan will be submitted to the State Department of Education in June, and it's very important that we have your insights and they're reflected in our plan. We've got a great group tonight, and we have a little bit of logistics to take care of before we begin. For our Spanish speakers, the agenda item has been translated, and all of our Spanish speakers have a copy of the translated packet that's available to all of our English speakers. We also have Deborah here, who is translating as we go. We are doing it via. I'd like to ask is that each principal introduces his or her staff members, students, and parents to the group as a whole. And then we certainly would like the Board of Education to introduce themselves as well as the district administrators. So if we may begin from this table, you've been introduced to Dr. Valentine. If we could take Mr. Mayfield.
Hi, I'm Rick Mayfield.
Could you speak into the microphone? I'm sorry, Rick. Excuse me. And there's.
I'm Rick Mayfield, and I'm very loud. I'm principal at Pacheco Elementary School, and this is Angela Avila, our ELD specialist. Carla Robles, our school counselor, is on the other end of the room there with Mrs. Silva, our parent representative.
Thank you. I'm Diane Frost. I'm the principal at Los Osos Middle School. I'm here this evening with Priscilla Strickland. She teaches our ELD reading class, and your translator this evening is Deborah Harris. She is our EL aide on campus and services all of our students.
I'm Amy Shields, principal at C.L. Smith Elementary School, and I've brought with me tonight Jennifer Kaufman, our ELD specialist, and Sandy Sack, a first grade teacher, and we're hoping that our parent, Lydia Company, will be here with us as well.
Good evening, I'm Will Jones.
I'm not that loud.
I'm Will Jones, principal of San Luis Obispo High School, and with me tonight is our ELD teacher reading in English, Jeff Liebrich, and Nellie Caminata, who teaches Spanish at our school, and we're awaiting the arrival of our parent, we hope, Gloria Anduaga.
Good evening, Doug Jennison at Baywood Elementary School. This is Brooke Ziegler, our EL specialist, Dan McLeod, third grade teacher, and we're hopeful that Victor Mendoza, our parent rep, will be showing up a little bit.
Good evening, Dan Block from Bishop's Peak Teach. I'm pleased to welcome Andrea Blanco, who's kind of a parent rep. She does an after-school program for us. And then Susan Bellaney is a shared itinerant ELD teacher at the table. She's with Sinsheimer and Los Ranchos.
Oh, I'm Christina Blanco. I'm her daughter. And I go to San Luis Obispo High School.
That later.
Good evening. This is Joyce Hunter, principal at Sinsheimer Elementary School. I have with me Mrs. Zamora, who has two twin boys at our school. She's also our DLAC rep this year as well as for the next 2 years, and we're thrilled to have her with us. And Mrs. Bellaney, as we said, who is our EL specialist shared between our schools.
Mary Lou Gooden, Los Ranchos Elementary, and with Susan Bellaney, our EL teacher.
And I'm Janet Gould, Del Mar Elementary. I have Tara Clapham and Evelyn Frame, our two EL teachers, Mary Harper and Michelle William, two kindergarten teachers, as well as parents Raimundo and Maria Adame and Adela Verestage.
I'm Jim Skoulis, the principal at Monarch Grove, and Elizabeth Mitchell is our long-term EL sub, and Mrs. Soto is our parent representative.
I'm Karen Lopez from Pacific Beach High School, and I'm here with Vicki Worley. She's the district teacher on leave, working with EL, and also the EL teacher at our site.
Evelyn Frame, EL teacher at Baywood and Del Mar.
I'm Adrienne Dickinson, CLAD certified board member.
Community member?
Pete Zotovich, principal of Morro Bay High School. With us tonight is Claudia Salgado, one of our parents who has a son at our school. Our EL aide, Tracy Nicholson. Assistant Principal Dan Andres, Mr. Sato, who is a graduate of Morro Bay High School and currently a community member, Mr. Jim Quisenberry, who is our EL specialist teacher at school, and his wife Linda Quisenberry, who is our EL consultant. Also to my left is Carol Zurich, who is the homework buddy leader at Monarch Grove Elementary, and she also spends quite a bit of time at Morro Bay High School too.
Sorry, I was taking roll. I have two staff members here tonight from Laguna Middle School. My name is Steve Anderson, the principal. And Kathy Ahern is sitting at a table behind me, who is our EL teacher. Andrea Blanco, who you met earlier on the other side of the circle, is also...
Walter Millar, school board member.
We have a few people in the audience. Mr. Halfman, adult school director. Rita Delliscamp, instructional services director. Barry Penley, teacher on special assignment and assessment. Mary Zerm, our reading recovery coordinator. And we know Kim Holmes is the secretary to the board. And Mr. Robinette, our personnel director. So we have an awesome group tonight. So we're looking forward to the conversation. Thank you all for being here. Oh, and I think that we had a board member slip right in. Mrs. Roger is right here. So if you would, introduce yourself.
I'm Marilyn Roger, a member of the board.
Thank you. So cool. Everybody's good to go. Tonight, we would like to provide the board an overview. What we have is a report on our population, what our population looks like, how we organize our instructional program to address the needs of our elementary and secondary English learners. We want to talk a little bit about the resources that are provided our English Learner Program. Also, we'd like to take a look at how our elementary alternative program is that addresses the majority of our English learners at the elementary level, our Pacheco School Program. We want to talk a little bit about assessment and how we know what our students know and what they're able to do and what we need to work on in order to do a better job of addressing the needs of our English learners. Another critical factor, one of the most critical factors for student success, is our parent involvement. And we hope to make a connection tonight with our parents and come up with some ideas that can address this issue. And finally, we've generated a number of ideas that we think programmatically will assist in supporting our English Learner Program. And we hope from the conversation tonight that we can get your input and maybe add to what we've put together in terms of our plan. Does that sound like a good idea? President Spadafore, are we good to go? Okay, our student enrollment. Our district enrollment is going down. We're below 7,000 students at this time, though our English learner enrollment has gone up over the last 10 years, almost double. So with that, Mrs. Deliskamp is going to address the instructional program that we provide our English learners.
I'm going to say something in Spanish first, though, okay? Todos los padres que están aquí que tienen un paquete, espero que todos tengan este paquete, okay? Lo que estamos haciendo ahorita para los que no tienen audífonos porque se nos acabaron, estamos repasando este paquete. Este paquete está dividido en 7 partes. Así es que si quieren leer, nomás estamos haciendo nosotros el resumen ahorita, pero si gustan leer las 7 partes de eso vamos, de esos temas vamos a tratar esta noche. Okay? I could translate. Thank you. Deborah Harris is our translator tonight, and we're glad she's here with us. Okay, as far as our instructional program goes, there are 2 major components that we need to be sure are in place for our English learners. One is the component of English language development, which is, that's, for example, the English for our English learners. Okay, it's a content area all of its own. It has its own ELD standards, and those ELD standards are organized by proficiency levels. We have 5 proficiency levels going from beginning to advanced, and each one of those levels has its own ELD standards. And then those standards are divided into these 4 areas of listening, speaking, reading, and writing. Another very important component of our English Learners Program is that we must provide access to the core for our students. That means we need to also work on how are we going to make sure they're understanding their social science and their math and their science and English, of course, and all of the electives, but special attention is given to the core areas. The next area I wanted to speak to was the strategic plan support. And what through our strategic plan objectives and funding that has supported those objectives, we've been able, funds are also supporting translation services. All of our sites have received funds so that they are able to, if they need for a meeting or they need documents translated into Spanish, whoa, then they're able to do that. A lot of our money has also gone to employ EL specialists. So you might hear 2 terms tonight. EL specialists are our ELD teachers at the elementary level. And our ELD teachers, we call them that, are those at the secondary. And then funds have also supported a lot of professional development. And this year, in fact, today, many of our EL specialists went to the ELDRA training, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But also our principals have been in some involved in some professional development, either with teams coming to watch Kate Kinsella, who was here in this room, but we've also been reading parts of this book, which is an English Language Learners at School, A Guide for Administrators. And now we're going to invite Mr. Mayfield up here so he can let you know a little bit about Pacheco and the program there.
These are some of the highlights of what two-way immersion offers to EL students in the district. Two-way immersion is a proven program model. There has been a lot of research done to show that native language instruction is beneficial to English language learners. And we have an outside evaluator who evaluates our program yearly who has conducted some of this research. So it's a proven model that is effective for EL students' long-term educational benefit. Communication. Every student at Pacheco School has access to a Spanish-speaking teacher. So the kids go back and forth between an English and a Spanish teacher. So if parents need to communicate with the school, their child is being taught by a Spanish-speaking teacher, so that parent can communicate with the teacher directly. Parents can also, there are many other staff members there, secretary, our school counselor is bilingual, who foster communication with families. Parent involvement, at Pacheco we celebrate both cultures, both languages, all the other sites put together. But by clustering that number of students at one site, we're able to give services with the extra support that we've got through the Title VII grant and now through board strategic plan funding to assist those students to be successful. And then for newcomer students or those students brand new to the country, the program is especially beneficial because they can begin to learn from the very first day that they arrive at school. Many of these students in second, third, fourth grade come from other countries where they're working at grade level in their native language, but they have no English skills at all. So coming to a program like ours, they're able to continue that work and learn California content standards in a language that they can understand while they are still exposed to English at grade level.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Absolutely.
Are we placing students with no English language skills at other sites when they first arrive at the district, or do we try to have a placement at Pacheco?
Well, you know, when students come, they go to their, they report to their home school, and then they are referred to the Welcome Center. The Welcome Center is housed at Pacheco School. It's a district function, but it's housed at Pacheco School. When families come through the Welcome Center, they're given initial CELT testing, and then if they are Spanish speakers, they're given tests in Spanish. At that time, they're informed of the Pacheco program and its benefits, potential benefits to that family. And then it is up to families to decide whether or not. You know, many families opt to stay at their home school, and of course there are lots of services provided at those schools as well. But they are informed of the program. All incoming kindergarten students who fill out the home language survey and indicate a language other than English also go through the Welcome Center and are given those options. They're informed of services at their home school as well as the Pacheco program. Okay, sure. Would you like me to share some data at this time? Or okay. We have, as I mentioned, an outside evaluator who yearly compiles data that we share. This is data from the California Standards Test in English Language Arts, and these are English language learner students only. And what we have here, if you look at the, is we, of course, want students to reach proficient or advanced level. This shows the third grade school scores. But our students have not been as successful as we would expect them to be going through a two-way immersion program. And so we need to talk about ways that we can tweak the program, change the program to make those students more effective.
There's some, Rick?
There's some math data as well.
Rick,
yeah.
Can I have a... Go ahead, and then I'll ask. No, I was just going to... Rick, I just had a question. Those test results are for the entire district.
Correct.
For all EL students throughout the district.
Correct.
Not just at Pacheco.
No. The district scores include the Pacheco students.
Okay.
We're working on a way to get that out, so we're really looking at apples and apples. And it's difficult to do. You know, because what I think you have to do is boil it down to individual students and track them one at a time from the Pacheco program versus all other schools. When you do that, one thing you discover is that you're working with very small numbers. So you may be comparing 12 students at Pacheco versus 7 students from 5 different schools. And then that brings up a lot of questions. You know, how valid a comparison is that? 7 individuals from 5 different schools versus 12 individuals at one school. And there are people in the audience who have a lot more experience with research and that type of thing than I do, but there are a lot of questions associated with that.
Rick, question. Yeah. Looking at the English language arts scores, could you put those up again? I'm just curious. I mean, even when we get to the 6th grade, we've got 21% of the kids are proficient or advanced,
yeah,
compared with the district having 8 and the state having 9. Even at that, as much as we want those numbers to be higher, it is 2 1/3 times higher than the state average for English learners.
Right.
Worth pointing out at the 6th grade.
In your packet are a short list of the things that we're doing. This is in your packet. Because we are in program improvement status, these are some of the areas that we are focusing on, which we feel are key to changing student outcomes. And I won't read it to you. It's in your packet. But if there are any questions about those items... Thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Just when I was reading this at home...
I'm not sure exactly what the time is, but it could be close to 5 o'clock that you arrive at home. I think a bigger factor than fatigue is engagement. And one of the things I've seen that concerns me is, especially at the upper grades, some of the students just aren't engaged. And whether or not fatigue or just overloading them is a factor, I think there's no question about it. It's in there somewhere, and something that we're concerned about and discussing. But, you know, these kids are unbelievable, and they come to school every morning and get on that bus at whatever time and arrive at school and do a great job all day long. So, you know, they certainly don't complain. But I do think that is a factor.
Mr. Mayfield,
yeah.
Regarding the lottery that's used... do we also apply the lottery to the newcomers, the kindergartners? Do we limit the number of newcomers we're taking at Pacheco?
Well, no, we don't limit newcomers. We have the lottery exists only because we have more applicants than we have available spots. So each year at the beginning of kindergarten, we have 40 spots for native English speakers and 40 spots for native Spanish speakers. We allow siblings in automatically to keep families together. So generally, we end up with about 20 spots in English and about 18-20 spots in Spanish. We had this last go-round 63 applicants for those 20 spots, so we had to conduct a lottery. On the native Spanish-speaking side, or 57 applicants, was it? 57, thank you. Very close to 63. 57 applicants for the 20 spots. On the Spanish-speaking side, right now we're up to about 35 total, so we did not exceed our 40, so we do not need to conduct a lottery. We will probably have a waiting list by the time school begins, though, on the Spanish side, I would guess.
Yeah. Rick, before you go on, can I just...
So just a point of logistics. Some of our Spanish speakers don't have a headset, and what we'd like to ask Deborah to do with the questions, though they have the documentation, in Spanish. We'd like to have the question translated for the Spanish speakers and the response. So if we could do that from here, Deborah, if you would, when there's a question, if you could translate the question to the audience and then the answer as well.
Yeah, I know.
For the whole group. So out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick, Mark. You had up that the students do perform better on the mathematics than the language arts?
Absolutely. Math is not as language-based, obviously, as language arts, so students do better in.
Es su experiencia que las matemáticas, los chicos hacen mejor en matemáticas que en el idioma. Sí, mi experiencia es que los chicos están saliendo mucho mejor en matemáticas porque no hay barrera de inglés, no está la barrera del lenguaje.
They also receive half of their instruction in math in their native language. So a concept, and that's changed back and forth by a week. So week in English, week in Spanish, week in English, week in Spanish. Most math concepts, especially at upper grades, are a number of weeks. So a child has an opportunity to be getting input in a language that they understand well. So a complicated thing in math, they have time to get it in their native language and to get it in English as well. So I think that also has an impact. Otra cosa es que los niños pasan una semana en inglés y otra semana en español. Así que si están estudiando un tema en matemáticas bien complicado, tienen una semana en un idioma en que entienden perfecto. Y así que pueden entender el concepto durante la semana de español y también tienen tiempo en inglés para desarrollar su inglés.
Rick, this is Jim Questenberry from Morro Bay. We have a question here. In addition to the parent classes that you've listed here, is Pacheco or the district promoting some programs to help the parents improve their English and their level of education?
Great. Good. Very good question. That will be covered later on.
Vamos a hablar de esto más tarde. Queremos saber si hay programas que están ayudando a los padres de familia para educarse un poco más o para aprender el inglés.
Yes, Chris.
Yeah, of the Spanish speaking, of the native Spanish speaking kids who say begin in kindergarten and would ordinarily go through sixth grade in Pacheco. Right. Do we know about how many begin in kindergarten and actually finish at Pacheco? And then if they don't finish at Pacheco, where do they go to school?
Right.
And then a question that's been brought to my attention is, if we've had a student who has been to Pacheco, say, K through 2 or K through 3, and then moves from Pacheco...
Hear me? Yeah. Okay. Hay dos preguntas en esto. Quisiéramos saber el porcentaje de los chicos que van a Pacheco, empiezan en kindergarten y terminan en sexto grado. Y quisiéramos saber si los chicos que empiezan en quinto grado, en kindergarten, los que no terminan, que se mueven a otras escuelas en segundo, tercero o cuarto grado, si el programa de haber ido en con la inmersión de los dos lenguajes les afecta al entrar a las otras escuelas.
Yeah. The answer to the first question is I don't have that data, you know, written down in front of me. I would think it would be fairly easy to get. And then the second one is a much more complicated answer, of course, and you know, myths abound and there are a lot of things out there that are kind of, you know, the word on the street, so to speak. You know, if you want your child to learn English, put him in English only. One of the things I really battle with is that question, that specific question that you asked, Chris, which is that when it's a 7-year program, that's what I tell families. If you commit to this program, we need you here for 7 years unless you move out of the area. You know, you can't leave it at the end of second grade. And that, I would argue, would be the absolute worst time to go. And what typically happens is we have not done a good enough job of educating our families. So they get to the end of first grade, the end of second grade, they have some neighbor kids or whatever, they're working in an English-only school, and they say, gosh, you know, look, these kids are speaking so much English and working in English and reading in English, and we want that too. And I meet individually with every single family that puts in for a transfer to say, you know, this is how the program works. This is the what the data says. If you stick with us, you know, your child will be successful at the end of sixth grade. But that's what happens is families decide, you know what, we want more English, and so we're going to move at the end of second grade. Then that's a problem. And so they arrive at the new school. They have not been instructed in English language arts formally. The child's behind, of course. And then the net result is, well, that's because they went to Pacheco is what you know gets commonly said. Well, that's because they went to Pacheco. And so if you know, that's one thing I could certainly use some help with. So if anybody out there has ideas as to how we can do a better job of educating our families to how it works and to sticking with it for the duration of the program, because you know it, you know, the research supports the model. We've had many, many families go through and be enormously successful. Entraron hasta sexto grado en Pacheco, pero no tengo el número fijo. El segundo es mucho más complicado. Y en Pacheco es un programa de 7 años. Toma de kinder al final de sexto grado para que el programa funcione bien y el niño aprende lo que necesita aprender para tener éxito más adelante en secundaria. Tenemos problemas, un problema, en que las familias lleguen al final de primero o segundo grado y luego hablan con otra familia o deciden cambiar a una escuela de inglés, solamente inglés. Y yo he tenido, yo tengo conferencias con cada familia que quieren trasladar a otra escuela para explicar el programa, enseñarles los resultados de exámenes y hablar con ellos acerca de que primero y segundo es el peor tiempo para cambiar a una escuela de puro inglés, porque el niño solamente ha estado en artes del lenguaje en español. Y si terminan hasta sexto grado, el programa sí va a funcionar y van a tener éxito. Pero lo que pasa es al final de segundo, cambian a una escuela de puro inglés. Por supuesto, el niño tiene dificultades y luego dicen que es porque asistieron a Pacheco. Y eso es algo muy común. ¿Okay? Yeah.
Por ejemplo, un niño que termina de kinder hasta sexto grado y después va a una escuela superior. El niño cuando se gradúa en Pacheco, ¿habla muy bien el inglés?
Yeah, absolutely.
¿Preparado para continuar en la siguiente escuela y no hay problema? Porque yo en una ocasión, gracias, para mí Escuela Pacheco es una escuela muy buena. Allí estudió una niña mía de kinder a cuarto grado. Gracias a eso, ahora ella habla, escribe y lee ambos idiomas, español e inglés, muy bien, ¿verdad? La cambié en cuarto grado porque una vez hubo un open house, los niños que hablan inglés estaban hablando español y los que hablan español estaban hablando inglés. Entonces yo vi que los niños que hablan inglés, ellos estaban desenvolviendo mejor que los niños que hablan español a inglés. Entonces dije yo, bueno, en mi casa yo hablo español, yo a ella le puedo ayudar con español, pero con inglés yo no voy a poder ayudarle. Entonces, en casa le puedo ayudar con el español, pero en la escuela le tienen que ayudar con inglés. Entonces, esa fue mi decisión de cambiarla.
Sure. Well, your child had great teachers, by the way. I taught her daughter in fourth grade. So that's why she's doing so well, clearly. Her question was that she said, do all children, when they get to the end of sixth grade, can they speak ELs, can they speak English well? And then she went on to say, you know, my daughter attended Pacheco, and it's a great school. You can verify she said that.
Yes.
She said she switched her out at fourth grade because she went to an open house event and saw the native English speaker speaking Spanish and the native Spanish speaker speaking English. And in her opinion, she felt like the native English speakers were getting more out of it, and she wanted her daughter to have more English, and so she switched her to an English school.
Because she's able to help her at home.
Because she can help her in Spanish at home, and she wants the school to help out with English.
Yes.
Right. About it? Yeah. The purpose, the number one purpose of two-way immersion is to teach English language learners English. Okay, the number one purpose of two-way immersion is so English language learner students can be successful academically in English when they go on to junior high and high school. Yeah, el razón principal por qué el programa de inmersión dual tiene éxito, o su propósito, es que los niños que hablan español tengan éxito en inglés cuando vayan a los grados superiores en secundaria. And that's one of the main myths out there. You want your child to learn English? Send them to an English-only school. And it's not to say that kids who go to an English-only school can't be successful. They can be. And they are here in this district, at all the other schools. That's not my point. My point is simply that two-way is here because it will make students proficient in English. And that's kind of counterintuitive, I think, to a lot of people. And they look at it and say, well, that just doesn't make sense. But if kids stay with the program and they're there 7 years in the program, yes, they will be successful, and they will be the most prepared, according to the research, to go on and be successful academically in English over the long haul.
Can I mention one other benefit?
Okay.
It seems like a...
Let me just quickly say that last part. So, otra vez, el propósito del programa es para que estos niños que hablan español puedan tener éxito académico en inglés cuando salen de sexto grado. Eso es el propósito. The second piece would be they also get to learn to read and write in Spanish. But clearly, the number one reason is for them to be academically successful in English.
And I was just going to mention that second reason because since being bilingual is such a benefit in our society now, to be able to read and write in Spanish
right. Is
very important. And a lot of the students who come who learn English never really do know how to spell and write and read in Espanol that well.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
La segunda razón que iba a mencionar es que realmente es muy beneficial para nuestra sociedad que hablemos español, que sean bilingües. El escribir y cómo deletrear las palabras es muy importante. Es una... Es muy bueno, es muy beneficial para los estudiantes.
Okay. I just want to throw this out there. I've heard, I think, 7 reports in the particular program over the years. It is on. I'm just a quiet spoken man. And every year, I have to say, I've always been impressed with the program, but I've always had this nagging feeling that to some extent it's a Spanish language learner enrichment program. And I'm wondering with things like program improvement, strategic plan goals to narrow the achievement gap, do we need to take another look at how many English language learners should be there? And it sounds like we're not depriving an English language learner of a spot there because of the numbers so far. I'd love to hear what you and other folks think about that.
Estoy muy impresionado con el programa en Pacheco. Quisiera ver cómo podríamos mejorar el programa. Y realmente me pregunto si los estudiantes, los aprendices de inglés, deben estar ahí. Debemos ver eso y realmente ver lo que está pasando con los aprendices.
Yeah. I want to make sure I understand your question, Walt. You're saying that it seems more of an enrichment program for native English speakers?
I wouldn't put it exactly that way. I guess I'm, and some students that I've known as children, English or Spanish language learners going through that program, I mean, you're just kind of blown away. But I think what I'm struggling with is, are we using this dual immersion program as effectively as we can to get that achievement gap problem reduced? That's really what it's about for me.
So the real question is...
So su pregunta es si estamos usando el programa correctamente para que estos niños que hablan español tengan éxito académico. Eso es su pregunta.
No era para enriquecer.
And the short answer is no. You know, like I said, I'm not happy with these numbers. I think one of the things we did as a school, and I was there the first 5 years the program was in place, left for 5 years, and have now come back for the last year and a half. And one of the things I think I've come to realize is that we put in place a good program, a good solid two-way immersion program, and we thought that the program would just kind of take care of ELs going through and that they would learn because that's what the research says, and I think we missed some things there. And I think what we need to do now, and that's what the items in your packet on our improvement efforts that we're making is we're saying, no, we need to look at low-achieving students, and we need to do it early on, K-2, identify these kids and get them interventions. We cannot just leave it up to the program, you know, the model, and just, you know, hope that at the end of sixth grade these kids are successful. And that's a piece that's missing. I mean, the good news for me is that when I look at the program, there are things missing. And so, you know, that's hopeful, you know, really, because if everything was there, and we looked at it and said, you know, everything is there, but the kids aren't learning, how is that possible? That would be, you know, desperation time. But I look at, there are some key, powerful instructional pieces that are missing that we are in the process of putting in place that I think it will take time, but I think that these will show benefits over the long haul.
Can I say something real quick?
I got most of it. Okay. Estuve en Pacheco los primeros 5 años del programa y luego me fui. He estado de regreso desde año y medio. El programa es sólido. Creemos que los chicos, los aprendices de inglés van a salir bien. Hay cosas que podemos mejorar en el programa, obviamente. Y yo veo que hay cosas claves. Cuando veo el programa veo que faltan algunas cosas que necesitamos mejorar y es obvio, eso es bueno porque los estudiantes que sabemos que no es culpa de los estudiantes, es que tenemos que mejorar este programa.
Please. What I was going to say is Spanish, it's pretty much a forward, you speak it, you can write it. English, you have different languages coming together at one. So for a kid who knows Spanish, is trying to spell as he's reading it in English. That's one of the fundamentals we need to address. That's going to take him. Javier?
Say the last part.
The English is a fundamental that combines a lot of languages. So a kid who's reading in Spanish will try to read in English and spell as he's reading in English, which doesn't work. I know that because I've been taking a spelling class right now at college just to get it, the phonics. I mean, I'm in college, so, and I'm still learning it. It's never going to be an exact for a kid in sixth grade to get it all. But it's a better program than what's out there for them just to try it on their own. I had to do that, and it was harder than you think.
Yo estoy en la universidad y creo que el español como se habla, se escribe, se lee. Y los chicos que están tratando de leer el inglés, realmente el inglés es una mezcla de muchos idiomas. Y cuando tratan de deletrearlo, esto es donde hace falta y eso es lo difícil para estos estudiantes. That's pretty much it, right? Ahorita que estoy en la universidad, estoy aprendiendo cómo hacerlo y estoy tomando una clase de inglés para mejorar la fonética.
But 2/3 of the elementary ELs are at other schools, so I think we need to spend some time talking about those programs as well. Thank you.
Dos tercios de los estudiantes de los aprendices de inglés están en las otras escuelas y creo que debemos hablar de esto.
We just have a little bit more of our presentation here.
Tenemos un poquito más de nuestra presentación.
Okay.
No more of this. No more.
Thank you, Deborah. Okay, I just wanted to share with you some of the assessments that we use in order to monitor the progress of our students, our English learners. The main one is the California English Language Development Test. And when we give that test to students, we're able to determine their proficiency level at the upper grades. They're tested in those four areas I mentioned before. We also use the content standards test in English language arts and mathematics to see how our English learners are doing, and some of that information was shared with our principals at the beginning of the year. Then we have something that's called the annual measurable achievement objectives, and in your packet you receive some charts about how our students are doing there and an explanation of what those are. Those objectives combine these two elements here. The first two objectives deal with how our students are doing on the CELT, and then the third one has to do with how they're performing on these two measurements here. Maybe I'll pause.
Sí, estos están en la página número 5, el asesoramiento. Hay varios tipos de asesoramiento en los niveles del estado y el distrito. Tenemos el examen de CELT y los exámenes de standards del contenido en artes, lenguaje, inglés y matemáticas. También tenemos el que mide los objetivos y tenemos el ADEPT, el cual mide las habilidades de escuchar y hablar y ha sido administrado por el último año y medio por nuestros especialistas AI.
EL. Aprendices del inglés en español.
Oh,
okay, pero ya se me adelantó. Así es que una corrección que sí quiero hacer es que estos objetivos de que hablamos aquí son una combinación de los resultados de estos dos exámenes. Okay, y he explicado que se usan estos exámenes para evaluar el progreso de los aprendices del inglés. Tenemos otro examen también que se llama ADEPT. Okay. Ahora estoy hablando en español.
We have another test that is called ADEPT.
Que mide cómo, bueno, voy a terminar. Que mide cómo un estudiante puede hablar y escuchar el español. Y ese lo usamos en los grados, bueno, en las escuelas primarias. I forgot what language I was speaking, so I just went on to the ADEPT, and I'll just go, I think. I just went on with the ADEPT and explained that it is another assessment that we use to measure listening and speaking skills at the elementary level. Some of these others that are mentioned here below, we measure progress for English learners, but also when we use them when we want to see if a student is ready to be reclassified. That means to move, in other words, they've attained enough English proficiency and can move out of the English Learners Program. And so we would use all of these here, basically, not this one, but all of these. So we have the district writing assessment, a diagnostic reading assessment, and then also report card grades. Así es que lo que dije es que todas estas evaluaciones las usamos para medir el progreso de los aprendices de inglés, pero también para ver si al final, si ya tienen el inglés suficiente para poder reclasificarlos, sacarlos del programa de aprendices de inglés. Y estos son unos de los de las evaluaciones que se usan.
Señora.
Estas son sola.
Oh, tengo una pregunta para los maestros. Do the standardized tests seem to fit what the teachers observe and assess in your informal assessments? Do they all seem like valid and reliable? I'm just curious. Or when you get the test scores back, is it surprising? I mean, I'm just curious about your own perception of students. You know, how do all these tests fit together? Do they all seem to work together well to give a valid and reliable picture?
Tengo una pregunta para los maestros. Quiero saber si la mayoría de estos exámenes o si todos estos exámenes juntos, realmente ustedes han visto que están asesorando, si están viendo bien lo que el chico está aprendiendo, si realmente nos enseña lo que ellos están aprendiendo o lo que ustedes están enseñando.
Jeff.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Jeff Liebrick, EL teacher at San Luis High. Not any test is perfect, And I think we're doing our best to assess the students. But I can speak, for example, that like the CELT test, each year it changes a little bit, but there are certain questions that may be classified as culturally biased. Like, for example, a picture of a girl doing a stamp collection. And anyway, again, we discuss this every year, and I don't think any test is perfect, and we need to keep this in the conversation. But, for example, I mean, I don't know if they're designed to all work together anyway, but we're just trying. I think the more assessments that are superior, just the better information you can get.
I count six.
No todos los exámenes son perfectos. Por ejemplo, cuando hacemos el examen de CELT, este examen cambia cada año. Y realmente tiene que ver a veces con cosas culturales. Por ejemplo, tenía una pregunta que tenía que ver con una estudiante haciendo una colección de estampillas. Siempre hablamos de estas cosas y pues tratamos de que...
What is your last one? And after we just look at
Le voy a ayudar aquí. Así es que lo que comentó es que no son los óptimos exámenes y posiblemente no trabajan muy bien juntos, pero es lo que tenemos ahorita y usamos esos resultados para informarnos lo mejor que podamos.
So they're not the best, but this is what we have to inform ourselves with.
If I count right, there are six ways of assessing each year. Is that correct? Are those all different tests that are given in the same year?
This one here is not an assessment.
Okay.
It's a compilation of results from the top two.
I have noticed in years... that we have more and more testing, more time given for testing, time taken away from teaching time, time off to grade the tests. And often, the children who don't pass tests well are convinced, maybe by sixth grade, that they're not smart or that they don't pass tests well. And I have a child, I have two daughters, one's a doctor, she's the one who didn't pass tests well, and she didn't think she was as smart as her younger sister, who happened to pass tests well. I am concerned about the amount of testing. We all learned as children either to speak Spanish or English or whatever language as children, and we weren't tested, but we learned it. But I think we get a lot of anxiety in children, and I think children don't like to play a game. They don't think they're going to win.
¿Tenemos realmente seis exámenes ahí? No, el tercero es la acumulación del primero y el segundo. Yo lo que creo es que nos están quitando el tiempo haciendo tantos exámenes. Nos dan tiempo para hacer los exámenes y nos dan tiempo para corregir los exámenes y esto quita, es mi opinión, que esto quita el tiempo de estar enseñando en clase. Me preocupa la cantidad de exámenes. Yo creo que les da ansiedad a los chicos. Yo tengo dos hijas y... daughters, you said? Daughters. And la que no pasó los exámenes es un médico ahora. Y bueno, pues esto realmente me preocupa por la ansiedad. A veces llegan al sexto grado y están pensando que no salen bien porque no han salido bien en los exámenes de primaria. Thanks for your comment. I think that there is room for improvement as far as how we can coordinate the different assessments that we have. There are some that by state law we need to give. The first two are those. Some of these below, I believe we can maybe combine and maybe not have as much assessment or maybe have more authentic assessment from the classroom. So thank you for your comment. Muchísimas gracias por su comentario. Realmente los primeros dos son exámenes que tenemos que hacer estamos obligados a hacerlo para el Estado. Tal vez los últimos tres,
Rita?
Los últimos tres.
Mm-hmm.
Los últimos tres, tal vez podemos combinarlos o tal vez podemos ponerlo en la clase donde puedan hacer un poquito más de exámenes auténticos en cada clase.
I just need a little help for these charts, and I think I understand them. But, you know, in the world of education, you're used to targets going up every year. So, you know, 2006, 2007, the target for AMA01 actually decreases, and I suspect it has to do with the number of students who are below basic and, no? Help me with that, Rita.
Okay. La pregunta que hace el señor Malar, él se está refiriendo al adjunto D, que en su paquete que dice arribita AMAO número 1, debe de estar en la parte de atrás de su paquete. Y lo que él está preguntando es que dice que, porque si se fijan en la línea de arriba, hay una meta para cada año, que el Estado nos dice que quiere que alcancemos esa meta. En 2004-2005 la meta es 51.5. No sé si me siguen todos, ¿sí? Y luego en 2005-2006 la meta es 52 y su comentario es, y luego baja a 48.7, ¿por qué bajó? Y es lo que le voy a explicar ahorita a él y ahorita les interpretamos a ustedes, ¿ok?
Y esos son porcentajes, those are percentages.
Sí, gracias. Okay. So the I want to answer his question. The reason why the target went down is because they changed the CELT exam. Okay, so I know Jeff alluded to that. They changed it that year and they made it much more difficult to become proficient. So since they made it a more difficult exam, they figured they had to lower the target or adjust it. Okay, did you want to?
We better get busy.
Let's have her translate.
Okay.
Bajó, la meta bajó porque el CELT, el examen de CELT, que es el que se usa para medir su inglés, su matemática y su para medir su inglés, cambió ese año y entonces ahora es más difícil y por eso tuvieron que hacer ajustes para esos números. Sí, como cambiaron el examen y lo hicieron más difícil, no pudieron pedirnos que llegáramos a la misma meta, así es que ajustaron la meta para los próximos años.
And I just wanted to add that when we get to the MAO3, we'd better get busy because we've got 5 years to get to 100% proficiency in math and English.
El señor nomás hizo el comentario que cuando lleguemos al adjunto F, debemos de empezar a correr bien rápido porque nos están pidiendo muchísimo ahí. Están pidiendo que lleguemos a 100% que estén proficientes.
I have a question along those same lines. And as I looked at this, I was trying to figure out on the future targets, the increments are extremely small. And is that are these district targets that we've established, these state targets? Okay. And I'm not sure, I mean, the increments are so small that almost one child, one test could make that, affect that change, up or down. So is there a reason for the very small increments? Just lucky.
Let's translate and then.
Hay una razón por qué los números son tan pequeños entre uno y otro. Puede ser que cuando un estudiante se examina, cambia el porcentaje, puede cambiar el porcentaje.
Maybe they're a little bit more realistic than our NCLB AMA03. Yes.
Creo que son un poquito más realistas.
And yet, when I'm looking at these figures, the AMAOs, three of our schools continue to show improvement, and I'd be curious to find out what it is that they're doing differently that's allowed them to improve over time, as opposed to some of the other schools where it's either been static or we've been seeing declines.
Cuando miro estas listas, veo que tres de nuestras escuelas han estado mejorando y quisiera saber qué es lo que estas escuelas están haciendo comparadas con las otras que no están mejorando y subiendo.
Well, maybe some of those schools or those principals would like to chime in here and say what you think is working at your site.
Tal vez alguno de los directores que están acá de esas escuelas nos podrían decir qué es lo que está trabajando en sus escuelas.
So, shall I nominate Janet Gould?
I think there's a lot of different things that we're doing at our school that works, and I think part of it is always keeping it at the forefront of our mind and always asking ourselves what is working and what do we need to be changing and what can we do better, and always saying that we're doing well, but we're not there yet, and we want to continuously try and do better. One of the really strong components of Del Mar is our guided process reading, and I think especially that is really the strength I see of our program, where all students in kindergarten through sixth grade, and especially in kindergarten through third grade, are working every single day in groups of six students to one adult, reading at their instructional level for a half an hour.
Let's translate that, please.
Okay. En nuestra escuela, realmente nos estamos preguntando a seguido, siempre nos estamos preguntando qué es lo que funciona, qué es lo que está trabajando, en qué podemos mejorar. Uno de los componentes que creemos que está funcionando muy bien es nuestro programa de lectura. Was it reading? Dentro de la escuela. Este programa de lectura, el que es muy fuerte y que creemos que está funcionando, es que tenemos grupos de seis chicos del de kindergarten a tercer grado, y ellos leen por media hora con un adulto. Y creo que esto es una de las cosas que está funcionando muy bien.
We have. But did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, with the guided process reading, and you're talking about the students reading at their abilities in smaller groups. Are they in the EL program at Del Mar? Are they getting their EL at that time as well? And if a student is an English learner, how does that kind of work?
We do not pull them out of guided process reading. They receive their ELD instruction on the ELD standards at a different time, so they'll. They're always, it's like a second or a third dose, because they'll have their core adopted, their Houghton Mifflin reading that they'll do whole class. Then they'll have their guided process reading, which is reading at their level. And for some of the students, it's below grade level. Some it's at, and some it's significantly above grade level. And then another dose would be when they're pulled out for ELD instruction. All of the teachers at Del Mar are also ELD certified. So you have teachers who've been through all of our elementary teachers. So you have teachers who've been through training in SDI strategies and effective strategies on how to make instruction accessible to EL students, which is also just really good teaching strategies that makes teaching and it accessible to all of our students.
Realmente el programa, la pregunta fue si este programa de lectura es al mismo tiempo que el programa donde se les ayuda a los aprendices de inglés. Y dice, no, tenemos realmente como tres dosis que se les dan. Realmente en este programa, cuando leen con la persona adulta, es... No es al mismo tiempo que tienen cuando se les saca para que tengan su tiempo especial y lean a su nivel. Esto es otra cosa que hacemos con ellos. Y luego tienen también el tiempo especial con la persona que les enseña el inglés. Realmente son tres veces que se les ayuda con esto. Todos los maestros de Del Mar están certificados para trabajar con niños que están aprendiendo el inglés. Tienen estrategias de enseñanza. Todos realmente han estado pasando por estos programas.
Yo creo, lo que queremos hacer es seguir con la presentación porque luego vamos a tomar un breve descanso y luego queremos darle oportunidad a todas las personas que están aquí para que puedan hacer comentarios. Así es que vamos a seguir con su permiso.
We're going to continue with the presentation. I'm sorry, we're going to take a little break for to have some more doers. No, I didn't.
What we're going to do is let's just finish the presentation. We only have a few more slides, and then we'll take a little break, and then we're very interested in hearing from everyone who's here because we're happy that you're all here, and we want to make sure everybody's got a voice, okay?
Queremos escuchar de todos los que han venido.
We have some other assessments that are pending because we're looking at how can we better assess instruction and inform instruction. And I mentioned today that some of our teachers were at the English Language Development Retail Assessment, which is an assessment that can be done in the classroom and that is more authentic because it is more in a more relaxed setting. We're just investigating. Today was the third day of three training days, and we're going to see if maybe this is an assessment we want to do instead of another one. And also at our secondary level, many of our teachers have been working on benchmark assessments, just like our district has benchmark assessments at the secondary level for English language arts and mathematics. We want to develop some that will target our ELD standards so that, again, we can better inform instruction. There aren't any out there ready-made, and so we've been collaborating with Santa Maria Joint Union High School District in developing these.
Esto está en la página número 5, donde dice bajo asesoramiento en el párrafo número 2, actualmente los especialistas de los aprendices de inglés han sido entrenados en el asesoramiento llave de kindergarten a quinto para aprendices de inglés llamado el ELDRA. En el nivel secundario, los maestros han usado asesoramientos incrustados dentro de sus materiales instruccionales, ELD, y estamos viendo si vamos a usar estos, esos asesoramientos para con los estudiantes.
Three more slides. The next one has to do with parent involvement. Currently, as Mr. Mayfield mentioned, we have our welcome center, and it is truly meant to be a welcome center to orient all the new families and possible English learners to our district. We also have advisory committees, English language advisory committees. When you have 21 or more students who are English learners at a school site, we are required to have one, and so right now we have 11 school sites that have ELACs. And then the District English Learners Advisory Committee is where we have representatives from those different ELACs come together and they meet with me. And a lot of what we're trying to do this year is just educate ourselves and educate parents about what the program has and so that they can help us to better serve them. There are also lots of school site activities, just sitting with some of the Title I parents that we made up a list. And so aside from what we do in these committees, the schools also organize activities. And then we have what our adult school provides for our parents. And Mr. Halfman's going to come up and share a little bit of that. We're going to translate what I said.
Okay. Tenemos la participación de padres. Esto es muy importante. Queremos educarnos nosotros y queremos educar a los padres de familia para que tengan más envolvimiento en la escuela. Tenemos el centro de bienvenida, que es para los estudiantes, aquellos que vienen, que la lengua primaria no es el inglés, y a sus padres para que reciban orientación. También tenemos los comités consejeros, que son... que son como las juntas que tenemos de ELAC en las escuelas, y tenemos funcionamiento del comité consultivo. Okay. Y también tenemos las escuelas. Cada escuela tiene actividades para que los padres se puedan envolver en estos. Los sitios escolares incorporan objetivos de participación de padres en sus planes para mejorar la escuela y ofrecen variedad de actividades para los padres. La escuela de adultos también es un lugar donde los padres se pueden envolver para sentirse un poquito más parte de la comunidad.
Y no lo había dicho, pero es una área que realmente debemos de desarrollar. No estamos haciendo lo suficiente en esa área y van a ver que es parte de nuestro plan. I just said, and really we're not doing enough for parent involvement. We're making a lot of effort, but we still have a ways to go there, and that's part of our proposed plan for improvement.
Tengo una pregunta para los niños. I'm worried that children will fall asleep or go home during the break because it's bedtime. But I was just curious what the students think about school and if you like it and how the reading lessons are going. And if you have enough time to do art and music and, you know, play and, or if that would help, or you don't need that much time to do that because you have time at home for that. Or I just would want to hear a few student voices before they fall asleep or go home.
Quiero escuchar a los estudiantes que me digan si tienen suficientemente tiempo para hacer las cosas que les gustan. Me gustaría escuchar sus opiniones antes de que se vayan a casa, porque yo sé que ya es hora más o menos de que vayan a casa. Pero me gustaría que me dijeran cómo les va en la escuela, cómo se sienten en sus clases.
Okay, I'm doing really well in school. I feel really happy with my class, and I think my teachers are helping me a lot because I'm learning really fast. Well, that's what I think. my teachers are really happy with me this year because I'm more mature than last year. So... I'm doing really well. Okay, I'm taking EL, English and Reading, History in Spanish, TA in the Library, and PE. So I'm doing good. Oh, my name is Natalia Hernandez.
Y Natalia ha dicho que se siente muy bien en su escuela, está aprendiendo muy rápido, siente ella. Está también en la clase de lectura, está tomando español, historia de en español, toma la clase de historia. Y se siente muy contenta de estar yendo a la escuela.
Pues yo también estoy muy a gusto en la escuela. Nuestros maestros nos ayudan mucho. Están al pendiente de nosotros. Pues yo también tengo aquí 6 semanas y creo que sí estoy aprendiendo gracias a los maestros.
I'm very happy to be in school. They're very aware of us. I've been here for 6 weeks and I think we're getting a lot of help from our teachers.
Mi nombre es Olivet Morales y lo que me gusta de Laguna es que yo tengo una amiga que se llama Miss Blanco y ella me dice que o sea, haga las cosas que las haga para que no se afloja y que las haga porque ¿cómo se dice? Porque es muy importante que ponga atención también en la clase y que me enfoque a estudiar. Por eso me gusta que mis maestras me estén diciendo porque que me digan que sí puedo lograr lo que yo quiero ser en la vida.
Okay, sí. I go to Laguna. My teacher, Miss Blanco, she's always telling me to do things, not to be lazy, to be attentive. I like my teachers.
And don't talk in class.
And not to talk in class. I like my teachers. I like my teachers to remind me and to be aware of me, especially when they tell me that I can do what I want, what I want to be, something like that. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Joanna Rodriguez, and I'm an ELD reader, too. And what I like about school is that that I get to have different classes. And when I got to Laguna, I didn't know how to read really well the English and to speak it really well. So my teachers in ELD were helping me a lot. And now I improved by putting like attention to my teachers and to do my homework every day and turning it in time. And let's see, what I have in my classes is ALD reader and PE, science, and shop.
Yo soy una estudiante también en Laguna, soy una aprendiz de inglés, tengo diferentes clases. No sabía leer muy bien cuando llegué a la escuela y mis maestros me ayudan mucho. He mejorado muchísimo haciendo mi tarea y entregándola a tiempo. Mis clases son ciencias, lectura y tengo también lo que se llama shop.
I just would like to add that middle school students never go to sleep.
Los estudiantes de junior high nunca van a dormir.
There was reference to one of the classes we've taken we haven't mentioned here tonight, and that is the social studies taught in Spanish, and that is for the Pacheco students. It's an option for them when they get to the middle school opportunity. They can sign up or not sign up and taking a regular social studies class in 7th grade and 8th grade, and it's completely 100% in Spanish. And they do really good.
Algo que han mencionado acá.
Yes.
Algo que han mencionado acá es que tenemos en Laguna tenemos la clase de historia en español para los de séptimo y octavo grado, y los estudiantes que vienen de Pacheco tienen la oportunidad de escoger si quieren tomar la historia en inglés o si quieren tomarla en español.
I feel like that teacher right before recess.
Me siento como el maestro que está antes de ir a la hora de recreo.
Hola, mi nombre es Marlene y yo tengo inglés en inglés, lectura, pre-algebra, AVID y PE. Y yo estaba en un estaba en inglés, pero estaba más bajo, pero ahora me subieron otro grado. Y estoy en AVID. Ese es un programa para te ayuda para ir al colegio. Y me está ayudando mucho para, como yo quiero ser maestra, me está ayudando.
I'm also a student. I take English, reading, pre-algebra. I am also an AVID student, and that's a program that helps you to help you go to the university. I want to become a teacher. So that's why I'm going over there. That's why I'm taking.
In the past 3 years, the adult school has offered adult ESL classes at Del Mar, Monarch Grove, Hawthorne, Pacheco, C.L. Smith, the adult school. We've even had a class at the Peachtree Inn for housekeeping staff at that facility and the surrounding hotels.
La escuela de adultos ha ofrecido programas para enseñarles a las personas a hablar inglés. Hemos tenido programas en las escuelas. También hemos tenido programas para enseñar el inglés en los hoteles, que es en las ciudades de San Luis Obispo y Morro Bay.
En San Luis Obispo.
En San Luis Obispo solamente.
In the adult education program, we need about 16 students to reach our break-even point financially, and that, you know, continues to be a challenge as we're trying to gather together parents who have worked a full day and they're trying to get home and get dinner on the table and get through the homework with their own children to carve out some time for their own education is a challenge. To that extent, we often have what in adult ed is called multi-level classes. Everyone in the same room. And for those of you that have had a combination class, you've had a 3-4 or a 5-6, you know how tough that is. In adult ed, we're doing 1-6s. And you can imagine how tough that is. It's also a little bit tougher on the students, too, because the beginning student is in there with the more advanced student. It's tough on both ends. To that extent, we've tried on several occasions to offer multi-level classes, but now we've upped the ante. We need 16 students times two or more. We've been in a partnership with Cuesta out at Monarch in the past. This current quarter, we are running dual-level classes at Pacheco, And again, we're attempting to try and meet the community needs wherever we can find them. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. En la escuela de adultos ha sido difícil. Realmente necesitamos tener 16 estudiantes para llenar el cupo para que podamos trabajar con el grupo de aprendices de inglés. Es difícil preguntarle a los padres de familia después de que han trabajado todo el día de que tomen tiempo de la familia y vengan a estas clases. Tenemos niveles múltiples ahorita. Tenemos, por ejemplo, estudiantes. Lo que hemos hecho es poner los estudiantes que están los principiantes y junto con los que son avanzados. Y imagínense ustedes, es difícil tener estudiantes que están empezando a aprender y los que ya llevan el inglés. Ahorita estamos junto con, tenemos clases dobles en Pacheco y estamos junto con Cuesta en Monarch.
Yes.
Here in San Luis Obispo.
Monarch
Grove en Los Osos. Okay. Tenemos clases en Cuesta College en Monarch Grove en Los Osos y estamos ahí.
We do offer citizenship classes, but in order to qualify for citizenship, you have to live in the United States for 3 years, be fluent in English, and pass a written test. So our demand for that is very limited, but we do provide that instruction for people who are interested.
Nosotros también ofrecemos clases de ciudadanía. Tienen que estar acá. Hay requisitos, obviamente, para esto. Y pedimos que las personas que tomen esta clase que les ofrecemos tengan acá 3 años y 3 years and then
3 years in the United States.
3 años en los Estados Unidos.
Fluent in English.
Y que obviamente tengan que pasar el examen. Tienen que pasar un examen y que tienen que hablar muy bien el inglés.
I'm sorry, Deborah, I keep forgetting to leave space for you. I'm a graduate of the Midwest School of Speed Speaking, so I... the community-based English tutoring program is something that came to us initially through the federal government, the idea being that it would be helpful if we had available to students with limited English skill tutors who could help them develop their English skills.
Este programa vino del gobierno federal y esperamos tener tutors, que son las personas que enseñan el inglés, en este programa.
The natural person to provide that help would be obviously the student's parent if they could if they had the skills. So that's our primary client in our CBET program. What the CBET does, the money we get from the federal government through the state, and it's for San Luis Coastal, it's about $22,000 a year. That provides for child care. For this year, we've even had a bus to try and help parents to get to our ESL classes. So those extras beyond the classroom are what our CBET grant covers.
El programa de CBET nos da más o menos 22,000 al año. Y este año tuvimos hasta personas que podían traer a los chicos para que se les cuidara. Tuvimos también autobús para que tuvieran transporte para las clases. Esas son las extras que este programa nos ayuda para ofrecerles a los aprendices de inglés.
In our never-ending quest for improving our program, we provided an in-service this fall for district staff in the Latino Literacy Family, the Latino Family Literacy Project, which is a program designed to provide parents with the skills to both read to and to read with their children. The materials are provided in English and Spanish, and during the class period, the parents learn how to read the book and learn strategies for reading with their children, and then go back and read with their children, and as the children become older, it becomes a more interactive activity. We've just 3 weeks ago launched that program at Pacheco, and Del Mar is on the ready list for a launch soon.
Tenemos este programa, que el programa de Latino Family Literacy Project es el programa que les ayuda a los padres, es muy bonito, ayuda a los padres, a les enseña a leer y a cómo leerle a sus hijos. Hace 3 semanas que empezamos este programa en Pacheco and
soon in Del Mar.
Soon will be in Del Mar.
Yes.
Y próximamente va a estar en el Del Mar también. Pero es un programa que les enseña a los padres cómo leer los libros y cómo ir a casa y leérselos a los chicos.
Can I ask a quick question? Excuse me, Greg. The only one of these programs that is fee-based is the English as a second language program? Or is the...
There is no fee for any of these classes.
Then why the 16-person minimum?
Because that's how we get our money back from the state to pay for the teacher.
If we didn't have that constraint, would we have greater participation in English as a second language program? And I'm mostly concerned about it. Can we leverage it better to involve the family at home portion of supporting the students if we did not have that limitation as far as how many?
¿Se paga por alguna de estas clases? No se paga por ninguna de estas clases, pero realmente lo que quiero saber es por los 16 estudiantes, ¿qué tiene que ver con, qué tiene que ver con esto? Tenemos dificultades para obtener esos 16 estudiantes que los que necesitamos tener es lo que se nos requiere tener para ofrecer estas clases. Después de un día muy largo en el trabajo, es muy difícil. Hemos ofrecido clases en la mañana y por las tardes. Y cuando vienen por las noches también, cuando vienen a nuestras clases, pues vienen cansados después de un largo día de trabajo.
As far as the evening classes, naturally it is a challenge and takes a lot of motivation to arrive at the classes. And we've had some families comment that they were in the class for, say, several months moving along, and then if a new student came in at a lower level, the class would restart. And so they found that that type of commitment and having, you know, time away from their family, it just wasn't as effective for them as they were hoping that it was going to be. So I was excited to hear, is it really going to be multi-level classes at all the sites, or how's that going to be addressed?
It'll be multi-level any place we can generate enough students to create multi-level. And you're absolutely right. That's the real challenge of the single class is you've got, and we have what we call open enrollment. So if somebody comes today, we try and get them into class and try and get them going. And as you can imagine, there's a little bit of a shuffle mm-hmm. with the people that are already in class and making progress who are already at a variety of levels.
Yes.
I think there's a
las clases por la noche hemos tenido familias que han venido por la noche a nuestras clases y estaba todo muy bien, las clases iban muy bien, y cuando viene un estudiante nuevo que tal vez no está al mismo nivel que los estudiantes que ya estaban en la clase, es difícil y pasó como que tuvieron que empezar la clase de nuevo. Sí, es lo que estamos viendo, dice. La respuesta es que es difícil, por eso es que estamos tratando de ver cómo arreglamos esto, porque para eso...
Learning English, and they have different level classes. I've gone to make presentations there, and they've had 30, 40 people there in the morning. And then in the evening, seems like there's less in the evening, but there's a lot in the morning, because a lot of people work different hours. But the Learning Center has been going on now for probably the last 7 years, and it's real successful. I don't know if the district has looked at that program at all. No, that's in Oceano Elementary. They have a special, like a portable, and it has two big rooms, and one of them is full of computers, and the other one, and they also have childcare.
Quisiera saber si el distrito ha tomado una... un vistazo a la Escuela Elemental de Océano en Lucía de Mar. Tienen un centro de aprendizaje. Tienen más o menos 7 años. Yo he hecho presentaciones ahí. Y quiero decirles que tienen más o menos entre 30 a 40 estudiantes tomando diferentes clases, diferentes niveles de inglés. Realmente ellos tienen mucho éxito en esto. Quisiera saber si el distrito ha visto este programa.
Yeah. I've been there several times. We also have software available to our students, too, the Rosetta Stone software, and we're providing childcare. I can tell you, just coincidentally, I spoke to the director and Lucia Marr just last week, and they're starting to experience some declining enrollment as well, and they're kind of scrambling. As she explained to me, it used to be they could open their door and they had enough people show up. Now they're out trying to keep the program going. So I'm not sure what's happening. I think the downturn in the global economy is affecting everybody's ability to have time to be in class.
He estado ahí varias veces y la semana pasada estuve hablando con el director. Ellos también han tenido, ha declinado un poquito la asistencia de personas al programa. Creo que la economía global ha tenido una influencia en esto.
It seems that mention of the economy has come up again, and it looks like it's a fundamental problem that trying to get families to come to adult EL classes, and again, given our economy, people are going to be working longer and harder for half as much these days. And I was thinking it might be a possible idea or resolution. Again, just an idea throwing out there that given the situation of the school district, it and again, people are working long and hard and people try their best to learn English, but sometimes coming to a night class just doesn't quite fit into the program.
Parece que el problema de la economía global realmente es un problema fundamental. Realmente se ve que las familias van a estar trabajando más. Una solución que veo es que hemos estado hablando de las ciento y pico computadoras que el distrito va a querer, se quiere deshacer de ellas. Y quisiera saber si estas computadoras se le pudieran dar a los aprendices de inglés, a esas familias, para que, bueno, pues para que trabajen con programas como el de Rosetta Stone, que es uno de los programas que ayuda a los aprendices de inglés. Y quisiera, pues, ver si se pudieran dar estas computadoras también a un nivel secundario, tal vez.
Mary, can I just ask Greg one quick question before I just...
Sure.
A lot of people are getting in your way of starting, and now you can't. We won't let you go. Back when we were fighting, I think it was Prop 187, which was to ban, I think, bilingual education or teaching in their native language, one of the components of that proposition was that a certain amount of money would be set aside to teach adults English. And I'm wondering whether that would offset some of your problems, and are we getting any of that money, and are we using it? Is that...
I'm not aware of any of that funding. And again, our problem right now, and whether that's been translated into the CBET grant, I'm not sure that the genesis of that money. But again, our problem right now is not really funding per se. We're opening classes at schools, trying to make it available, and just trying to find that time and space and that magnanimous, charismatic teacher who can draw people in and have them come in the cold of winter. And we're continuing to try and find combinations that work.
I don't know what the limits are on the funding, but, you know, dinner from Cafe Roma, just or...
I mentioned that to Miss Roger this morning. With, you know, the one thing we haven't tried is dinner, and we're thinking about it in the back of our mind, so...
Okay, una de las cosas que quisiera mencionar es que si han recibido ustedes uno de los componentes Roma, dice, sí, estamos viendo esto, dice, creo que hemos estado platicando tal vez de tener una cena por ahí.
So, all of this comes together with three main areas to focus on in terms of our program improvement: professional development, parent involvement, and student support. We hope that this overview has provided you with a background in terms of the scope of our program. Now, we said we're going to take a break, but we have about 15 minutes to go. So what I'd like you to do, if you would, is We're going to take a break by standing up, but then you have an assignment at your table, President Spadafore, if it's okay. And the assignment at the table would be is to come up with a comment that would add value to our conversation. Mr. Liebrich added an idea that he thought we might consider. We would like to hear voices at each of the table. So, if you would, let's stand up.
Por favor, párense.
Quiero
que se estiren un poquito y quisiera que hablaran de algún comentario positivo que nos pueda ayudar a mejorar este plan que tenemos para mejorar.
So you have, folks, 2 minutes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have 12 minutes to go. We have 9 tables. Each table gets a minute, and then we'll do a little summary.
Cada mesa toma un minuto, y vamos a empezar.
Ladies
por
and gentlemen,
damas y caballeros, por favor su atención.
So if I
ayuda a los adultos a aprender con las computadoras.
Sorry, I went to in Spanish first, but I think the district could look into other entities around the county for adult education, also for kids. There is a place that comes to mind is the Exploration Center in Oceano, okay. And they have a class where they teach adults with computers and they teach kids, and they have, so if the district could look into places like that and send the information and make that information available. That would be great.
Very good. Okay, another table. Who would like to talk? Mr. Zodovich. 1 minute.
We had a good conversation about how we'd like to find students at Cuesta or ones that have graduated or students at Cal Poly to come and be really good role models for our students and to show them the things that they can do. We have a little bit of that going on now in our AVID classes with students coming in from Cal Poly, but we'd like to do more of that. And to translate what I just said, our assistant principal is going to do the translation for us.
Hemos hablado de la idea de usar estudiantes de Cuesta College, también de Cal Poly. Estamos usando tutores en nuestro programa de AVID y queremos expandir este programa para incluir los estudiantes, the English learners.
Very good. Thank you very much. Another table. Okay, Delmar.
Our parents were saying that one of the things that they would find valuable is additional strategies for them as parents on how they can work with their students, even if they're not proficient in English. For example, our 2 kindergarten teachers started this year. Every Wednesday night, they invite the kindergarten EL parents in, and they preview the homework with them, and they go over what's coming and give them strategies on how to work with their children. And they found that to be very successful, and it would be nice if we could expand that out.
En nuestras,
yes.
Translation. En nuestra escuela, nuestros padres han dicho que quisieran estrategias, quisieran saber más de estrategias, cómo trabajar con los estudiantes y cómo ayudarles en sus tareas. En nuestra escuela hemos empezado, las maestras de kindergarten se juntan con los padres de familia los miércoles por la noche y les enseñan cómo trabajar a los padres de familia con las tareas que vienen a casa. Y esto nos ha...
Es primer año, pero... Hay padres que no saben hablar nada de inglés y yo conozco padres que han pedido que haya ese programa de primero a sexto grado. No sé si es posible esto.
Thank you.
In our school, we have in Sunshine, and we have help for the kids from second to sixth grade. And I would like to know if we can extend that from first grade. From first grade to kindergarten or desde primer año?
Desde primer año.
And I would like to know if they could extend that to first grade, because I have spoken to parents who would like that because they don't speak the language, so they do need the help.
Thank you. Another table.
Oh,
yes. Very good.
Me soy la representante de la escuela Monash, y yo he visto este año que ha habido mucho, no ha habido mucho recurso como para que los jóvenes cuando van a un paseo haya el bus que los vaya a transportar a donde los lleven o los traigan de regreso. Siempre andan buscando a los papás que ayuden a la escuela a manejar con sus niños a los paseos que tiene la escuela. Y también quisiera ver si el programa ese de que hay de que los niños que se quedan al Homer's Club, que empiece desde primero hasta sexto, si fuera posible.
Okay.
Porque hay muchos papás que están necesitando esa ayuda y no la hay, nomás hay de tercero hasta sexto. Y entonces quisiera ver si es posible.
Y esto es después de la escuela, ¿verdad?
Sí, después de la escuela.
Okay, I am a parent representative of Monarch Grove. And something I noticed that I would like to see more is bus transportation for field trips. They're always looking for parents to transport the kids to the field trips. Also, I would like to know if we can get more, if we can get help available for the kids from first to sixth grade, because right now, as it is, they can only go to the homework clubs from the kids who are in third grade, third to sixth.
Okay. Thank you. Another table. Yeah. Oh, I think you've talked already. So we have other tables that we have to get to. Yes. Thank you.
Tenemos otras mesas a las que tenemos que ir.
Yo solamente quiero compartir mi experiencia que yo tengo como madre de dos niños que tengo en Pacheco. El programa de Pacheco a mí se me hace excelente programa. Mi niña desde kindergarten ella domina muy bien el español y el inglés. Lee perfectamente español en español y habla y lee perfecto español y escribe perfecto español, escribe perfecto inglés, lee perfecto inglés y habla perfecto inglés. Y yo decía que pues yo la iba a ayudar, ¿verdad?, en el español, pero ahora ella es la que me corrige mi ortografía. Y o sea, yo decía, pues si yo le puedo enseñar español, ¿verdad? Aquí en la casa hablamos español, perfecto español, pero no pensamos en que en la ortografía, en la escritura, y ahora ella me corrige a mí, y me siento tan orgullosa, porque pues es algo que yo titubeaba y ahora yo veo resultados, pero yo esperé y ella ya para el próximo año se va a Laguna. Okay. Sí. Gracias.
Short as I can. Okay, my experience, I have two kids in Pacheco. My experience is excellent. My daughter is going from K to sixth grade, and really you see the good results when they go through the full program. When she was in third grade, I had my... thank you. My doubts. She reads perfectly in English. She writes perfect. She speaks perfectly in Spanish and English. I always felt like I was going to be able to help her when she was at home with Spanish. But now she's the one that corrects me. Her spelling is excellent. I feel very proud of her. I had mixed feelings at the beginning when she was going through third grade, but I'm definitely very proud she's going to Laguna now.
Thank you. Kurt Collins?
One of the things that I think we know in San Luis Coastal, we have outstanding teachers, and we always have. People want to live here. People come to the Central Coast, and so we've always had the cream of the crop of the teachers, and I know we just have been so blessed with just outstanding people. One of the things that I think and we're starting to discover at Hawthorne is that, our regular classroom teachers are our first line of defense. And we can have EL specialists, and we can have lots of programs, yet those classroom teachers are the ones that really make a significant difference. One of the things that we've been looking at is using our EL specialists as coaches, going into those classrooms and helping those outstanding teachers with their skills and apply that to our EL students. Another part of that would be also that we think that by extending in a positive direction.
Tenemos aquí en la Costa Central los mejores maestros. Realmente tenemos mucha suerte de tener tan buenos maestros aquí en la costa. Aquí en Hawthorne, los maestros, los especialistas de aprendizaje de inglés, los que trabajan con los aprendices de inglés, van adentro de las clases y les ayudan a nuestros fantásticos maestros, les entrenan a cómo trabajar con estos chicos. Extendimos el programa de kindergarten, lo tenemos más largo y estamos viendo éxito, estamos viendo movimiento. Creo que como el programa de Pacheco va a tomar tiempo, pero estamos viendo movimiento y estamos viendo el éxito.
Thank you. We have it's 9 o'clock and we have 4 tables to go. So if you could give us 5 more minutes, we'd appreciate it.
Si nos dan 5 minutos más, por favor, tenemos 4 mesas más.
She went to Pacheco for since kindergarten to sixth grade, and she's still in that ELD program. Mm-hmm. So that's a different a different thing. Like with her daughter, she speaks the Spanish and the English perfect, but she's still in that program. So maybe there are some things that aren't working that well, and maybe you guys have to change things. And I went to Hawthorne, and it's a really good school. it was really hard for me because I didn't understand English, and it was English, everything in English. But my teachers helped me really good, and I start to learn. I learned like a lot of things really fast. And I think for the students that came from Mexico, it's better to be in a regular English school because you can listen to that language and you can learn it more faster than you think you're gonna learn it in a school with both language. Because in our house, we speak the Spanish and we understand the Spanish. So we have to listen to the English more at school.
Siguen en ese programa, todavía siguen un nivel bien bajo. Y lo que acaba de decir de Natalia, que en la escuela Hawthorne, a ella es mejor que uno vaya a una escuela que nomás sea en inglés, porque les ayuda uno más a decir todo, como a pronunciar todo más bien. Y a ella, como los niños que vienen de México, les ayudan más mejor, como los maestros les explican todo lo que tienen que decir.
Thank you very much. Mr. Block.
Many years ago, Mr. Jennison was at Bishop's Peak, and with Andrea Blanco, they started a program called Puentes. And Puentes is a weekly class for the English language learners, and they bring in community members, so they have one-on-one tutors once a week. And Andrea works with the families. It's her opportunity to talk with them, talk about school events, and then, of course, the students get that connection with retired teachers and other folks in the community. It's just been a fantastic program.
Thank you very much.
El señor Jennison, que es el director de Baywood, ha trabajado con Andrea Blanco, que es la asistente del programa de EL en la Escuela de Laguna. Ellos han puesto un programa que se llama Puentes. En inglés es Bridges. Right, Bridges. Este programa junta a las personas de la comunidad, vienen estas personas de la comunidad a trabajar con los aprendices de inglés, y es un camino para Andrea para conocer a las personas de la comunidad y para los estudiantes para conocer a los estudiantes a conocer a las familias de la comunidad. Es muy buen programa.
Very good. Mr. Millar.
Thank you. On page 3 of the materials, are the
la página número tres.
Strategic plan implementation objectives, and we may not have time to do it this evening, but as a board member, and I think my fellow board members would be interested in any comments that you all have about how well we're meeting these strategic plan objectives. That's the kind of feedback that board members find helpful. Are we, you know, we can come up with all kinds of great plans. How are we doing on the plan? One of the suggestions for number six, who will remain anonymous donor, was to translate report cards for Spanish-speaking families. But we probably don't have time tonight, but if anybody would like to email comments about how we're doing on those objectives, I sure would like to hear about it. And you can, we're all have contact information on the website for the.
Tengo tres hijos y pues he recibido demasiado apoyo. Ellos tienen apenas seis semanas, como Daniel dijo, y han aprendido demasiado. Inclusive yo pienso la otra estrategia para ayudar a las personas a aprender un poquito, y pues mi esposa puede confirmarles esto. Cuando ella llegó me pedía que yo le tradujera algunas palabras, pero yo le insistía para que ella tratara de hacer las cosas ella sola. Ahora ella va a la tienda ella misma, yo le ayudo cuando ella no puede traducir algo o entender algo, pero ahora ella va a hacer lo que ella quiere ella sola en seis semanas. Gracias.
I would really like to take the opportunity to thank the schools and to thank everybody for helping us out. Like my son said, he's been here for 6 weeks and he's learned a lot. I just wanted to tell you that really this strategy to help people. When we arrived, I wanted to help my wife. She wanted to get some translation for some things, and I really insisted that she does it herself. And I can tell you that after 6 weeks, she's really going to the store and doing things herself, because I did not translate for her. I only help her when she really, really needs it. But she's very independent. She can do it on her own now.
Okay, we've gotten a lot of input tonight from a variety of participants. We want to thank the students. We wanted to thank our parents. We want to thank our teachers, both our EL specialists, ELD teachers, and our general ed staff who are here tonight. Site administrators, thank you for bringing your staff and your parents and your kids here tonight. District staff, thank you. I especially like to thank Rita Deliskamp and Vicki Worley for hosting this event and planning the support material. And last but not least, we'd like to thank the Board of Education for surfacing this as an issue to look at and address. And Mr. Spadafore, if there are any last comments, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Matakovich. To echo what Dr. Matakovich said, we appreciate very much everyone coming tonight, the teachers, the staff, the administrators, and especially the families and the students, because this is something that everybody wants to work together to improve the program, to help sites, communicate to all of the EL families when this issue is coming back in front of the board. So if students and parents want to follow up with the board at our meeting when we discuss this further, those comments will come through the principal at the site where your children are at school, and will be brought to the board meeting when we discuss this further, because I can assure you we appreciate you being here tonight, and this is the beginning and the continuation of programs that everyone here is committed to wholeheartedly. So thank you. And also I want to thank Deborah Harris for multitasking.
Oh, my goodness. Gracias. Thank you. Can you put the just it? Quisiera agradecerles a todos por estar acá. Especialmente a Rita Deliskamp por haber puesto esta junta acá con Vicki Worley also. También quiero agradecerles a los miembros de la Junta de Educación. Y lo que dijo el señor Spatchford fue que vamos a seguir teniendo estas pláticas. ¿Quieren que los directores sigan platicando con las familias y con los educadores de cada escuela? Él quisiera traducir también, como lo hicieron los estudiantes, que hablaron tan bien, muy bilingües. dice que está muy bien. La Junta de Educación, los miembros van a seguir hablando de cómo mejorar este programa. Y es muy importante que sus comentarios lleguen a sus directores para que los directores puedan traerlos para con ellos para seguir mejorándolo. Muchísimas gracias a los estudiantes, a los padres de familia, a los maestros, a los administradores de cada escuela, a todos los empleados de la oficina del distrito y especialmente a los miembros de la Junta de Educación. Thank you. Buenas noches.